in Fort Collins. Stay tuned for Terrasonic.
Support comes from Swallow Hill Music, offering a variety of online and in-person music classes for our late fall session, which begins on October 25th. More details may be found at swallowhillmusic.org.
Big welcome to Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. My name's Joel Davis, your host for the next hour, bringing you the best sounds from all around on just another spectacular day here on the Colorado Front Range. Blue skies, a few clouds, but temps around 70. Had a nice bike ride down to the station. Hope you get out there. Not many people out there. I'm surprised by how quiet it was. And just want to remind you, I know you want to KGNU on Saturday is riveting radio, but you can take it with you in the KGNU app after FM on the old-fashioned radio, 88.5, 1390, etc. Anyway, however you're joining me, it's a gorgeous day, and I've got a lot of music ahead for you. So thanks for tuning in. Here we go. It's Terrasonic on listener-powered KGNU.
Señor, ¿de dónde viene que es eso rojo en su pantalón? My teacher taught me nonsense. Olupa so mi dode. My teacher taught me nonsense. My teacher taught me nonsense. Olupa so mi dode o. Olupa so mi dode o. Olupa so mi dode o. My teacher taught me nonsense. Olupa so mi dode o. My teacher taught me nonsense. Olupa so mi dode o.
I don't know Kwame Nkrumah. I don't know Patrice Lumumba. I don't know Thomas Sankara. I don't know Samora Machel. I don't know Kenneth Kahunda. I don't know Julius Nyerere. I don't know Stephen Biko. I don't know Winnie Mandela. I don't know Miriam Makeba. I mean, I don't know Nelson Mandela. I don't know Bella Gutierrez.
Olupa so mi dode.
My teacher taught me nonsense. My teacher taught me nonsense. Oluko so mi dode. My teacher taught me nonsense. My teacher taught me nonsense. Oluko so mi dode o. My teacher taught me nonsense. Oluko so mi dode o. Oluko so mi dode o. Oluko so mi dode o.
Marcus Garvey, I don't know Martin Luther King, I don't know Malcolm X, I don't know Fidel Castro, I don't know Bob Marley, I don't know Asata Shakur, I don't know Maya Angelou. I don't know Che Guevara. I don't know Muhammad Ali. I don't know Angela Davis. Oluko so mi dode.
My teacher taught me nonsense. My teacher taught me nonsense.
Oluko so mi dode.
My teacher taught me nonsense. My teacher taught me nonsense.
Oluko so mi dode o.
My teacher taught me nonsense.
Oluko so mi dode o. Oluko so mi dode o. Oluko so mi dode o.
My teacher taught me nonsense.
It's Terrasonic on Listener Powered KGNU, 13 minutes past the hour here. Just diving in on this week's Magic Carpet Ride around the world of music. My name is Joel Davis. Thanks for joining me on this gorgeous day, or whenever you're tuning in, day or night, gorgeous or not. I hope you are well. We began the show with a little something. It's Halloween weekend, after all, one of the biggest holidays in Boulder. It's funny, last night I was downtown with a friend, and it was kind of on the early side, and we were headed back and just walking down the mall and talking about the days. Remember Mall Crawl and how crazy Halloween was, and now it's like a ghost town. And then we went and hung out for a couple hours, had a couple beers, and then on the way back through downtown, it was mayhem. Mall Crawl, very happy to say, still in full effect. Very happy to see that. So anyway, a little kind of Halloween music to start the show with the track called El Show de los Muertos by Mau Gatillo from a new collection that you can get as a free download, like 30 tracks from the Incorrecto Net label out of Bogota, Colombia, on their Bandcamp page. And this is A Los Jóvenes de Ayer, a tribute to the first 70 years of music from Charlie Garcia. I'm not really sure who he is, I'm guessing. An influential Colombian musician. Then it was Gabriel Pozo, a new release from Wonder Wheel called Tamburo Infinito, and a song called Futurista. MZ featuring Femi Koya, My Teacher Taught Me Nonsense, from Mukombo's Global Afrobeat Movement Volume 2, just out. And right now in the background, brand new music, also, as it turns out, from Wonder Wheel, Lagartijeando, one of my favorites. And the new record's called La Tercera Visión. This is La Cumbia de la Muerte. Got some cool stuff from Canada. Inuit Canada coming up next, and a whole lot more. If you want to get in touch, it's 303-442-4242 or dj@kgnu.org. This is Terrasonic on KGNU.
Still with me. I feel him everywhere I go. re di na tun ha ha tun ha tun ha tun ha du me te re ti na tun ha ha tun ha tun ha tun ha du me te re ti na tha tan ar a Mir kere ti todu tanan tanan sunu chahadu tanoy Mir kere ti buru janan an agoy Metere di na tuna hatuna tur hatuna tu Metere ti na tuna Hatun 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 Metere dindat hatan ar ahurutu
Yama
Thank you.
tình là bên nước xa vô bờ mà người vẫn mong chờ. Yêu như sẽ nát tan tâm hồn nhưng sao người còn yêu. Nào có ai biết đâu rằng khi đã yêu, nếu chấp thương mến nhau nhiều, dẫu cho con nợ yêu giang dày tình thương, một lòng nguyện yêu thương vẫn yêu hoài. Một kiếp kiếp săn phấn đêm ngày vui là vui, cất tiếng vang khắp phương trời. Biết đâu riêng mình em cảnh tàn đời vơi, giọt lệ sầu tuôn rơi. Tình yêu chưa chuẩn đêm nay mà rồi đành chia tay.
Terrasonic on KGNU. Music from mid-60s, Vietnam, just there. Phuong Tam, the artist from Magical Night, Saigon, Surf, Twist, and Soul, 64 to 66. Out recently on Sublime Frequencies, and that was a song called Still Loving You Always. Before that, from Israel, Oregano, and a track called Transmitter. That is from the, what are they called? The Delights label. They're out of Israel. I'm actually not sure if Oregano is, but I just grabbed that recently on Bandcamp and really dug that. And before that, Sir Art, going back quite a ways. That's something like 2002, 2003, early days of Terrasonic. I remember that when we were still doing the show back at Radio 1190, fun fact. And that album, Sir Art, from Serge Tankian from System of a Down, came out. And we began the set with brand new music from Scylla and Rise. Silarjwak, the name of the release, produced by Rise Ashen and featuring a lot of artists from Inuit Canada and some really beautiful stuff on there. Very powerful, like that track we heard, Tulukat, featuring Deirdre Dooley. Probably one of the more, accessible tracks on the record. But we'll see if we can work our way into some more in the coming weeks here on Terrasonic. Really, overall, a very beautiful record. And right now in the background, our friends from Korpilombo in northern Sweden, Goat, and a record they just put out recently called Head Soup, and this is called The Snake of Addis Ababa. Let's get into this goat. 303-442-4242, DJ at KGNU.org to get in touch. It's Terrasonic on KGNU.
acercando, yo sigo pensando, tú estás llegando, y entonces yo me inquieto, te digo de todo, no vas a llegar, y yo lo sabía, porque tú ya te fuiste, fuiste a otra vida, ya no tengo espacio en ese nuevo mundo, un mundo de mentiras, un mundo de plástico, un mundo de mentiras, un mundo de bendito, un mundo de mentiras, un mundo de nuevo rico, un mundo de mentiras. Un mundo de mentiras, un mundo de plástico, un mundo de mentiras, un mundo de bendito, un mundo de mentiras, un mundo de nuevo rico, un mundo de mentiras.
Terrasonic on KGNU. That last track was brand new music from Colombia's Acid Coco, Mundo de Mentira, the single World of Lies. And that comes from a forthcoming release, I believe. It's the fourth single that she's issued recently on the El Palmas music label, also out of Colombia. And then from Egypt on the 100 Copies label, it was Basala featuring Andro El Hawi and a track called Ru. And before that, OK, a trio from Bologna, Italy. And from an album called Oasi Deserto Remixed, we heard Ochosi Ayoda, the Shigeto remix, and I'm not really sure how I came across this record. I don't even have Deserto, the record that's remixed, that the Owasi is remixes of, I don't think. But, wow, I really like that track. And in the background right now, it's Electric Jalaba from El Hal, The Feeling. This is a track called Hindewu. We've got about 15-ish, maybe a little more minutes left to go in the show before we give way to the Donovan for Reggae Bloodlines. I hope you'll stick around for that. Why wouldn't you? But still a lot of music to come here in Terrasonic in these last few minutes. 303-442-4242 or dj@kgnu.org. If you want to get in touch, it's Terrasonic. It's KGNU.
Thank you. Esperança que consiga que a desgraça se vista, de graça se vista.
Já andei, foi, falta muito.
Inside 5 minutes before the top of the hour here, TerraSonic, this week's Magic Carpet Ride around the world of music, coming in for a landing. We just listened to music from Ikokwe, a project out of Angola featuring Batida and Iconoclasta, and a track called Falta Muito featuring South Africa's Spoke Mutombo. Nice groove on that Falta Muito. And before Ikokwe, it was DJ Stefan, 20 Steph, and Chewy Rhythm Club, the house version of that. And right now in the background, going back quite a ways, back into the 90s for some deep in the heart of the Asian underground, from a compilation called Kilash, How the West Was Won. This was Joy, J-O-I, in a track called High Time. High times indeed on this holiday, on this Halloween weekend. Always been one of the biggest holidays in Boulder. Been seeing a lot of videos going around on Instagram from the scene on the mall last night. Wonder if that's going to happen again tonight. I imagine it will. Why wouldn't it? Anyway, I hope you have a safe Halloween weekend, but have lots of fun also. Stick around. Reggae Bloodlines coming up. Following headlines from the BBC, Donovan in with you this afternoon, bringing you 3 hours of the best in reggae music. And taking you up until 4 o'clock, and African Roots, 2 hours of the best in African music with Tonya, your host for that. Full hour of news from the BBC at 6. Andrew Hogel at 7 with Sound Lab. And so it goes at KGNU. Keep it tuned to KGNU for all of your music and information needs. You'll find an archive of today's show and past programs at afterfm.com/world, no longer /Terrasonic/world. And you'll find all the Terrasonic stuff there. And you can always reach me via email, terrasonic@gmail.com. You've been listening to Terrasonic on KGNU Boulder, Denver, with translators K229AC Nederland, K254CH Laporte, and K256CT Denver, Colorado. We are listener-powered community radio for the Front Range and beyond. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Thanks for listening. Take good care of yourselves and each other, and we'll see you back here next Saturday for another episode of Terrasonic on KGNU. Thanks for listening to Terrasonic on Listener Powered KGNU. Stay tuned for news.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. At least 3 pro-democracy protesters have been killed in clashes with Sudanese troops in the city of Omdurman. Live rounds and tear gas canisters were fired. Hundreds of thousands of demonstrators took to the streets to denounce Monday's military coup. Protest organisers are demanding the reinstatement of the ousted Prime Minister, Abdullah Hamdok. Ann Soy reports.
Thousands of Sudanese have been on the streets in the capital and other cities. They chanted in praise of the revolution. The protesters say they were back to protect that revolution. Some were dressed in the colors of the Sudanese flag. Others waved it as they chanted, "May freedom live." They called for freedom from military rule. Bridges connecting the capital and other cities were blocked. Phone lines were down, and the internet has been unavailable since Monday. Yet protest leaders were able to mobilize thousands of supporters.
The leaders of the United States, Germany, France and Britain have urged the Iranian president to seize the opportunity opened up by Washington's possible return to the 2015 nuclear deal and get back to the negotiating table. In a joint statement issued after diplomats met on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Rome, the four countries called on President Ibrahim Raisi to act in good faith in order to prevent a dangerous escalation. The outgoing German Chancellor Angela Merkel said there was no time to waste.
We are counting on a return of Iran to the negotiating table, but the clock is ticking. Uranium enrichment is occurring in Iran, and this deeply concerns us. That's why it was time to discuss what can be done so that Iran does not get nuclear weapons.
The US Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has told the G20 summit that its endorsement of a global minimum tax for corporations will remake the global economy into a more prosperous place for American business and workers. 3 weeks ago, 136 countries reached a deal on a 15% minimum tax on global corporations. The UAE has become the latest Gulf state to withdraw its embassy team from Beirut. This was in solidarity with Saudi Arabia, which on Friday expelled Lebanon's ambassador and banned all Lebanese imports. Bahrain and Kuwait have also expelled Lebanese envoys. Here's our Middle East correspondent, Tom Bateman.
The standoff has been brewing for months. The latest trigger involved a Lebanese minister, before he entered government, appearing to label Saudi Arabia as aggressors in the war in Yemen. The Saudis and the other Gulf countries want him to resign in order to restore ties. At the heart of their anger is the dominant influence in Lebanon of Hezbollah, the heavily armed Shia movement backed by Iran, which the Gulf countries see as a threat.
BBC News. At least six people are reported to have been killed when a vehicle exploded in the southern Yemeni port of Aden. It's not yet clear whether this was an attack or an accident. According to some sources, the blast was caused by a car bomb, but others believe that the vehicle was carrying fuel. The Taliban in Afghanistan have called on the United States to recognise their government and reopen its embassy in Kabul. The Taliban spokesman Zabihullah Majid told a news conference that if the lack of recognition continued, Afghanistan's problems would continue. This, he added, could turn into a problem for the world. Foreign governments have frozen billions of dollars in Afghan assets and funds since the Taliban takeover in August. Two wedding guests have been shot dead by armed men in Nangarhar in eastern Afghanistan. Some local people said the gunmen were Taliban fighters, but a spokesman for the Taliban denied that and said two suspects had now been arrested. Here's